Listening 1. Do cities have personalities?
This is Ellen Coyle with Talk About the News. In today's world, some might argue that it doesn't really matter where you live. That's not true, according to Richard Florida. He believes the world now has regions known for particular jobs and certain types of people. In his book, Who's Your City?, Richard Florida says the decision about where to live may be the most important one you make. He says the place we choose to live affects the income we earn, the people we meet, the friends we make, and the partners we choose. So, how do we end up living in the cities we live in? Florida thinks that people tend to collect in certain cities according to the work they do, and even the type of personality they have. Some cities, such as Boston, San Francisco, and Seoul, lead the way in technology and innovation. New York and London are financial centers. Cities like Los Angeles and even Wellington, New Zealand, produce quality films. Others, such as Sydney, Dublin, and Toronto, attract many types of companies and skills. And still others, like Guadalajara and Shanghai, are known primarily for manufacturing. Why are some cities centers of creativity, while others are more likely to focus on producing things? Richard Florida uses recent research about the United States to suggest that personality may play a role. Cities like Boston and San Francisco are home to people who are open to experience. They like high levels of activity and new ideas. These cities are magnets for people who are curious, but who may also like to work alone. The location may spark their innovation. Most technology companies are in or near these centers of creativity. The people in cities like Chicago, or perhaps Sydney, on the other hand, tend to be much more social and like to play sports and get together with friends. Many people in these cities are in sales or jobs that deal with people directly. In cities like Atlanta or Pittsburgh, residents are both conscientious and agreeable. They tend to follow rules and work well on teams, qualities that are important in manufacturing. Many of the German and Japanese auto companies are located in these areas, where they have a workforce that meets their needs. So, why might we see similar people living in certain places? Richard Florida suggests a couple of explanations. First, people may move to the place that will satisfy their psychological needs. A very social person may be happier near Chicago, and so chooses to live there. A second explanation is that our surroundings affect our personalities. Someone who moves to Atlanta or Dallas may become more agreeable because of the people nearby. Third, research suggests that those people who are creative and seek new experience are more likely to pack up and leave one place for another. So, someone good at developing software or writing may move to a place like Vancouver or Seattle for the risk as well as to be near others of a similar mind. The geography and history of a place and the personalities of its people work hand in hand to create centers that seem to be particularly good at certain things. People tend to be happier in places that suit them psychologically. During good economic times, when the population is more mobile, people can choose to live in a city that matches their personalities and interests. Of course, bad economic times can cause different shifts in cities. Long-term financial centers like London and New York can become less important, as centers in other parts of the world, such as Hong Kong, become more important. But creative people will probably continue to move to places where they know innovation is important. Let us know what you think. Tell us, do you agree with Richard Florida? If your city had a personality, what is it? And does it match your own? Who's your city? Go to our website and tell us about the city where you live, and also a little about yourself.